do you enjoy coming out to Australia?
Yes, I come out for holidays quite a lot, but I don't let on to the publishers, otherwise they'd have me doing things. We come out once a year on holiday, and for most of this decade, it's also been once a year to do a signing tour as well. Yes, I certainly enjoy coming. Signing tours are pretty tough, and you don't get to see much other than hotel rooms and bookshops and the inside of aeroplanes, and they're very tiring as well. But there's a nice buzz to Australian signing tours, I think.
Is it a different buzz to signing in somewhere, say, like America?
Well, the trouble with signings in America, and my fans are sufficiently loyal, that even when I do the American tour, there's always a lot of them. The trouble with America is the way they run their airlines. They only operate from a few hub cities. And so to get from one place, you have to fly to the hub and then fly to another hub and then fly to the place you actually want to get to. And they never actually feed you on the aeroplanes as well. And I recall the American tours as basically flying in the wrong direction with nothing to eat. And all by myself as well. It gets very lonely and you get completely divorced from the rest of the human race. The Australian tours are much easier to organise. And in fact, they're a lot more fun too.
A couple of people from Alt Fan Pratchett on the net have asked me to ask you, why have you switched publishers?
All sorts of fairly complicated reasons why. But on an international basis, I thought that Transworld could offer me more. And that simple sentence covers quite a long train of thought on my part.
It's just easier to be with one publisher.
Easier to be with one publisher, and I'm finding that already. And it makes distribution easier, and it makes signing tours easier.
And we'll bring you more of the interview with Terry Pratchett next fortnight on Something's Gotta Give, so tune in next fortnight.